Now listen to David. David's a generous fella. He was a man that could forgive. David said, "What have I to do with you, ye sons of Zeruiah, that ye should this day be adversaries unto me? Shall there any man be put to death this day in Israel? For do not I know that I am this day king over Israel? Why should I pay attention to this fellow? I'm king of Israel. I know I'm king." David was satisfied in that position. Why should I worry about a little fellow like this? And why should I put him to death? He doesn't amount to anything. And a great many Christians today let little things bother us, and we let little people bother us and worry us, and we ought not to. Is God blessing you, my friend? And I may be speaking today to a discouraged pastor. You having trouble with a board of deacons? Are you having trouble with some deacon? My friend, forget it. You're serving God. God's on your side. Live above that. Serve the Lord. Make sure that's what you're doing. Forget about those things. Oh my, we need to live above those things, you see. Listen to David now, verse 23. "Therefore the king said unto Shimei, Thou shalt not die. And the king sware unto him." He said, "Well, I don't intend to punish you. I'm not going to deal with you at all." And Mephibosheth, the son of Saul, came down to meet the king and had neither dressed his feet nor trimmed his beard nor washed his clothes from the day the king departed until the day he came again in peace. You see, Mephibosheth, in deep appreciation to David, you see, he wouldn't join in the rebellion. He stayed with David, and during all this time, he's fasted and prayed for David. Wonderful to have friends like that, you know. And we find here, "And it came to pass, when he was come to Jerusalem to meet the king, that the king said unto him, Wherefore wentest not thou with me, Mephibosheth? And he answered, My lord, O king, my servant deceived me, for thy servant said, I'll saddle me an ass, that I may ride thereon and go to the king, because thy servant is lame. And he hath slandered thy servant unto my lord the king. But my lord the king is an angel of God. Do therefore what's good in thine eyes. For all of my father's house were but dead men before my lord the king, yet didst thou set thy servant among them that did eat at thine own table. What right, therefore, have I yet to cry any more unto the king?" Mephibosheth said, "If you think I betrayed you, well, you do as you please. I have no right to ask any other favor of you at all." The king said unto them, "Why speakest thou any more of thy matters? I have said, Thou and Ziba divide the land." And Mephibosheth said unto the king, "Let him take all, for as much as my lord the king is come again in peace unto his own house." And Barzillai the Gileadite came down from Rogelim and went over Jordan with the king to conduct him over Jordan. Now Barzillai was a very aged man, even 80 years old. He'd provided the king of sustenance while he lay at Mahanaim, where he was a very great man. Now this patriarch of another nation, you remember, had been generous to David and gave him everything. And David said, "Now you come go with me, because I want to reward you. I want to do something for you." And the king said unto Barzillai, "Come thou over with me. I'll feed thee with me in Jerusalem." And Barzillai said unto the king, "How long have I to live that I should go up with the king unto Jerusalem? Should I have many more years? I know my days are numbered. And I'd just rather stay at home. I appreciate your generous offer of going and living in a palace." But he's reached the age where those things did not tempt him at all. Listen to him, verse 35. "I am this day 80 years old. And can I discern between good and evil? Can thy servant taste what I eat or what I drink? Can I hear any more the voice of singing men and singing women? Wherefore then should thy servant be yet a burden unto my lord the king?" Why, he says, "I'm an old man. I can't hear the music anymore. Food doesn't taste like it did one time." And I don't want to come and mar the party. I don't want to be the one that would slow down the king and his enjoyment. I wouldn't want to do that at all. Thy servant will go a little way over Jordan with the king, and why should the king recompense it me with such a reward? Why do you want to do this, David? I did it for you because I've got confidence in you. I know you're God's man, and all of that. And that was the motivation for this man. And he said, you're more than generous, David. David was a generous man. He was a revengeful man, too. David was a hot-headed man. But David was a generous man. We need to recognize that. It's too bad he hadn't been a little more generous with his own son. When Absalom sinned and came back, if he had only forgiven him, if he'd only received him like the father received the prodigal son by putting his arms around him, put a robe on him and killing a calf and having a big time, a high old time, I tell you, it would have been a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I think he'd have spared himself this awful rebellion that had taken place. And this is something, of course, again, we need to note.